Go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks. All communication has now been cut to Gaza as the Israeli military moves in. BBC reporter Paul Adams has more on the ground offensive there from Jerusalem.
The airstrikes that have been launched on the northern part of the Gaza Strip this evening are very intense indeed. There are also, in the last few minutes, sirens across central Israel, warning of fresh barrages of rockets fired out of the Gaza Strip. It's also being reported on Israeli TV channels that the Israeli army is saying that it will be in the center of Gaza within the next 48 hours or so.
And this comes as threats of more attacks mount across the Middle East. CBS's Christian Benavides.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken making unannounced stops during his Middle East trip, meeting with Palestinian Authority leaders in the West Bank and the Iraqi Prime Minister in Baghdad, as the U.S. pushes for a humanitarian pause to allow more aid to get into Gaza.
This is a process. Israel's raised important questions about how humanitarian pauses would work. We've got to answer those questions.
The conflict overseas and a possible Biden-Trump rematch is now taking a toll on polling here in the U.S. ahead of 2024. Here's CBS's Anthony Salvanto.
Donald Trump's voters are more apt to say they're hopeful and motivated about this idea of a possible rematch. Biden's voters, and a lot of voters, more apt to say that they're nervous, even frustrated about it.
Iowa's Governor Kim Reynolds is expected to make an early endorsement for Trump's Republican rival Ron DeSantis tomorrow in Des Moines. A police officer in San Jose, California, has been fired after an investigation revealed he sent racially biased texts after shooting a man last year. Attorney Adante Pointer.
These were disgusting text messages, vile text messages. The type of sentiment, the type of deep-seated belief that defendant McNamara was carrying around with him played out on the streets of San Jose, and it almost cost this young man his life.
Meantime, the family of an 11-year-old who was killed Friday night in Cincinnati is begging for violent shootings to stop. The boy's father, Isaac Davis.
When would this stop? Would this ever stop? Like, how many people have to bury their kids, their babies, their loved ones?
Five others were injured. More than 50,000 people hit the streets for the New York City Marathon today. Helen Ibiri of Kenya won the women's race, and Tamira Tola of Ethiopia won the men's title, and he set a course record. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, the Rousers. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
On Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts for glass, gifts, and vape. Shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, there's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at SalvatoresTomatoPies.com. Let's kick the night off with a double dip of the Jayhawks. They're coming to town. We'll tell you all about it shortly. This is brand new, this Forgotten Town on Max Inc. Radio.
Rode out of this forgotten town, had to watch my old horse drown, buried by the river, chocolate colored by the mud. When we were young, we were judged by the choices that we made, and all the time we wasted in.
Covered up the vibration in the air, tempted by the silver and gold, put them 6 feet in.
Maxine Cone Civic Media, we are local music. That is the Jayhawks from Minneapolis, Minnesota. That song is called Dogtown Days. This Forgotten Town before that. The Jayhawks are part of Flannel Fest, which we're going to talk about here in just a little bit, coming up on the 10th in Appleton and the 11th here in Madison. Good evening, everyone. How you doing? I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker. It's Maxine Cone Civic Media. Original local music until midnight tonight, Rocker. How you doing tonight, brother?
What's happening, Jimmy?
I'm doing well. I'm super excited, too, because we have a special co-host for the night. Terry Barr is off. We have KJ.
Hello.
What's happening, KJ?
I'm so happy to be here.
KJ for the Mamas and Bra Jam, right?
Bra Jam, the Mamas. And I'm wearing flannel tonight because we will be talking about Flannel Fest. So, you know, I understood the assignment. And Terry Barr's got some big shoes to fill. I don't know exactly what size they are, but I'm going to do my best. I'm so glad to be here with you two tonight.
Welcome to the show. I'm very excited. You've done radio in the past.
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Yes, I have, all over the country. And I have to say, this is one of the nicest studios I've ever been in. This thing is gorgeous.
Isn't it fun?
This is great. Your artwork on the walls. And then, of course, you know, you guys, the addition of you two makes it even better.
My favorite part is the window, to be able to see you all out
there.
And it's happy to have you all out there in Radio Land along with us tonight, too. You can feel free to give us a call, 844-967-2789. Don't forget, you can call or text in the Civic Media app. Rocker, we got a packed show, as always, tonight. Tell the people what's happening.
Jimmy, just in a few minutes here, we're going to have Beth Killey and Eric Jellin from Flannel Fest. They're the organizers of this now 10-year festival, so we'll hear all about that. The Waxy Poodle owner, Dave Eck, it's 1 year old, but it's a brand new record pressing factory, basically, here in Madison. We'll hear about the manufacture and the upgrades to machinery and increasing making records. Trans-Siberian Orchestra musical director Al Petrelli, he shares some show secrets with Terry Barr before kicking off the TSO Winter Tour in Green Bay this month. And live in the lair, Jimmy. Tonight, Blake Thomas, he's on his way down from Duluth, Minnesota tonight to start a couple shows. And he'll be playing with Josh Hardy right here in Live in the Lair. And then, of course, Max and Kevy, 10 to midnight. And Jimmy, interview with Scorpio Fest organizer Trevor Reed.
My good friend Trevor Reed. He's all of our friend. He's been around forever.
Oh, yeah.
You know Trevor, KJ, right?
I do not know
you
Trevor.
You do not?
Wow. No.
He used to book the clinic on Park Street back in the day.
Oh, that might have been before I moved here.
Oh, yeah. That was back, maybe late 90s. Trevor and I share a birthday.
Really?
I'm also a Scorpio, Jimmy.
Yeah. Scorpio
fantastic.
Fest.
Fantastic.
Yeah. What's your date? November 26th or something like
15th.
That? 15th. Okay.
Wait a minute. I got to write the...
Yeah,
November
write that down.
15th, Rocker's birthday. This is not a date to forget, people.
Oh, no. In fact, we recorded the Burning Funkhouse Live album for Last Crack on my birthday, November 15th, 2002. So it's a great memory of a birthday party.
Nice.
Beautiful. KJ, you did radio. What's your radio background? What kind of stuff did you do?
Oh, well, a little bit of everything. News, talk, sports, classic rock, top 40. Contemporary hits, started in California, did some Sacramento, did some Vegas, did some Jersey Shore. Don't ever call it the beach. It's the Jersey Shore. I was in Alabama at a active rock station where people would get angry when we would say the name of the word Godsmack.
Oh,
and it's like, if you don't want to hear the name of a band called Godsmack, why are you listening to an active rock radio station?
Radio in Alabama.
So I've had some fun.
That's awesome. Well, wow. What brought you to Madison? Maybe we asked you this when we were talking to you about the Mamas, but what brought you to Madison area?
It had nothing to do with radio. I had let radio pick my city for so many years. And then a friend of mine said, why don't you just pick your own city for a change? And that was right around the time when Madison was showing up on all the top 10 lists, top 10 places to live. But, you know, Forbes magazine, Outdoor magazine, Parenting magazine, Take a Hike on a Hill magazine. I mean, all the signs pointed towards Madison. And I love university towns, and I love capital cities, and there's a ton of culture, but nature is just literally a stone's throw away. And I just said, okay, I'll come to Madison. And that was 20 years ago. And this is the longest wow. I've lived anywhere. I love it here.
Well, we're a better city because you're here. Because you're awesome. So thank you so much for joining us tonight. Hey, we're going to talk about the time change here in a little bit. Daylight savings time is ending. It's going to be standard time. What's your opinion on that? In the meantime, we're going to talk about Kaylin Cole because she's awesome. You ain't Jack. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media.
nation was appeasing all the heathens, meant to leap through the ringer in and out of every season. Up to my knees and being conceited over my head and faithless treason to the king and all his kingdom. Quench your Holy Spirit speaking, sabotage my very meaning and purpose by not believing. We get the best from when we seek it. My love must be increasing and us must be decreasing. Renegade is happy seething. I just want to live for me and this had me barely breathing. Drowning, I was deceiving. Blind to see, I need him in the dark for most of my life. But that choice was mostly mine. I can finally see the light and I thank the most divine for opening my eyes and restoring hope to mine. Life is finally bright. Now I'm showing you the right type of life you need to live. We were made to serve and give. Repent of all our sins so we can finally live in his. How you win?
I feel my eyes are closing, trapped inside my mind. I keep my head above the water till I see the light. Falling in this darkness, I can't breathe tonight. Holding on to hope until I see the light.
I got direction and still be climbing the wrong ladder. That explain why I'm always feeling alone after. It's God written, but I'm still stuck in the old chapters. Cause I see the light, but for some reason I keep going backwards. I can't expect to be gifted with all the wrong intentions. Just cause I got deliverance don't mean that I won't be tempted. How can I defeat serpents if I ain't got no vision? I can't procrastinate the purpose if I know the mission. Even when I fall in deception, I seek his face. And even when ignoring correction, I see the grace. And even when I run out of breath, I'm still on pace. Cause even when I'm losing my step, I'm still in the race. I don't always be in my best when I fight the sin. But all I do is get out my flesh and I got the win. Every time I'm in obedience, the sight is on 10. Now I see the light again, cause I got the light within. I'm forgiven.
I feel my eyes are closing, trapped inside my mind. I keep my head above the water till I see.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music that with Rip. That's featuring Karen the Light. Terry Barr actually featured that song 2 weeks ago. Song obviously about mental illness and coping with that. Pretty cool song from Rip. How you doing, everybody? Jimmy K. Rocker and KJ filling in for Terry Barr tonight. Are you ready to set your clocks back at 2 a.m. in the morning here?
I am so excited that I am. This is my first time change with a smartwatch, and I am looking forward to not having to do any work.
And your smartwatch has hands.
It's got hands, so we get to watch it go.
But does it like automatically?
It'll do it automatically.
Does it make that noise when it?
It does. It totally does.
Fantastic.
Why do you think I bought it?
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text in a Civic Media app. You know, social media is blowing up. People hate it. People are angry over having to change their time twice a year, you know? So should we keep just one time, standard time, daylight time? Do you care, Rocker?
No, Jimmy. You know what I do? I have the clock in my car, right? It's just an analog clock. And so for one time of the year, I say minus 1 hour. And the other time of the year, it's right. So I just do the math in my head. You know, I mean, that's too much hassle to like actually go through. Like every time you change your car clock, you actually have to learn how to do it each time because you forget from the last time. So I just say, forget it. I'll just leave it.
What time zone is your clock on in your car?
I don't know.
Is it? I mean, are you at the time is correct or subtract or add an hour?
It all depends, Jimmy. I just know intrinsically. I look at it, I'm like, oh, I'm 1 hour behind that right now.
I'm gonna sneak in your car and change your clock.
Oh, don't do that. That would screw me up forever. Probably I'll be lost in like a loop.
I like the morning time. So daylight, I'm okay with it getting dark early. You know, but the morning, like 6,
so you
5
like
o'clock.
Standard time.
Standard time is good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Early. You know what, though? Think about those people in Iceland, right? Their time fluctuates way different than us. They get to a point where sometimes there's no daylight whatsoever.
Yeah. Or the sun never goes down.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
midnight sun.
That's when it gets fun.
Golf tournaments at midnight.
That's when you're not even looking at a clock. They have sun for so few months of the year, they don't even look at their clocks.
You know,
it's just noon 30 all day long.
And you know what they also have?
What?
Brennivin, the Black Death, man.
Is, I don't know.
It's
what
a vodka.
That is.
That's a Black vodka? Death vodka.
It's not rocker vodka. I don't really
That's
care.
That's what rocker vodka is actually based off of, is the Black Death vodka.
Well, maybe
Iceland.
I do care.
We toured there, you know.
If you drink enough of the vodka, the time doesn't matter.
The lights come back on, Jimmy.
Right. All right. 844-967-2789. What's your opinion about this time continuum thing? Should we change the time? Just leave time alone. We got plenty of time, right? This is a brand new band, Lady Bird. They're out of Milwaukee. They rock. This is a Honky Tonk Mama on Max Inc. Radio. We're talking Flannel Fest soon.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
talk about state and local politics, but in a fun, innovative, and uncomplicated way. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride. Weekdays from 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Expecting there to be slow decay, walking straight into a bright light as the final music fades. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last look around. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last look around. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last look around. Take a bow.
Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music. The Mascot Theory there. Fast Car Getaway. They're playing Flannel Fest. We'll talk about that in just a couple of minutes. Of course, make sure you visit the podcast, download them, listen to them at your leisure. They're all from the shows, the live in the lair, all the interviews, all the fun stuff is all for you right now at maxincradio.com.
Jimmy, it's time to put that Hawaiian shirt back in the closet and break out the flannel.
Yeah.
November 10th and 11th mark the return of Flannel Fest to Appleton and Madison and feature national artists like the Jayhawks, along with locals, the Mascot Theory, Beth Kelly Band, and Allison Mahal. Here in the studio to tell us all about their 10-year anniversary shows are Flannel Fest organizers Eric Jellin and Beth Kelly. Eric, Beth, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you so much.
Now, a decade of Flannel Fest. Tell us about Flannel Fest, why you created it, and how you've kept up with it for 10 years.
Well, Eric and I have been writing together for several years, and at one of our co-write sessions, I had just recently been to a show at the High Noon Saloon, and it was an Americana band, and they all happened to be wearing flannel shirts, and I said to Eric, I was like, you know, we need to come up with a good excuse for the Beth Kelly Band and the Mascot Theory to play together. And we should have this thing called Plaidfest. And the next day, Eric emailed me and said, how about Flannel Fest? And I'm like, that's so much better. So anyhow, this is how it goes with Eric and I. We come up with like a very small idea or like a cool title of something, and then it becomes like a huge project. So we decided we wanted this to be a Americana music festival celebrating bands in the Wisconsin region. And we wanted to link it to a fundraiser. So we reached out to the Keep Wisconsin Warm /Cool folks, and they said they would take our money if we gave it to them. So that's where what we did.
Excellent.
And the rest is history.
How nice of them to offer to take your money.
Yes. Now, for a good cause.
For a good cause, of course. Now, most festivals have a really hard time reaching 10 years in good times. But Flannel Fest, I mean, you guys survived a pandemic. So we're a few years on now. How did that change the festival? Did it weaken it? Or did it maybe even make you stronger?
The pandemic was weird.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I think.
That's a nice way of putting
right?
it.
But I think obviously for a lot of musicians or all musicians, we weren't playing, we weren't doing anything live. And, that was the start of this thing where everybody just started going online and doing streaming things, Facebook streaming things. I did that. I know a lot of other musicians that did that as well. We were pretty quickly realizing that we weren't going to be able to do an in-person event. So for that particular year, we just kind of gathered and reached out to a lot of artists that we'd either had worked with for Flannel Fest in the past, or artists that we wanted to work with, or artists that weren't even near us anymore. Madison Malone is out in LA, and so we reached out to all these artists and said, hey, can you film something for us? And then we can take these songs and just kind of make a big Facebook Live event. And we did like, I think it was 3 or 4 hours of music. And Max Sync's own Terry Barr was the MC along with Beth and myself. And we just kind of put together this really long show, and it was amazing. And we didn't know how it was going to go over, although we could kind of tell that people wanted things to do but weren't leaving the house. And so that was kind of just something that those live streams just seemed to go well at that particular time. It gave somebody something on their calendar that they could go do. So we ended up raising a ton of money for the charity that year too. And it was, so I guess to answer the question, nothing changed from being able to raise money or anything like that. We were able to just kind of pivot a little bit like everybody else had to figure out how to do. And we ended up being able to just keep it going. And then we brought it back live after that.
It was definitely strange times during the pandemic. I think there was a lot of skills learned with streaming music during that time, for sure. Eric Jellin, Beth Keeley joins us in the studio. We're talking about Flannel Fest. It is a benefit for the Wisconsin, or Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund. Talk about that charity. What do they do? What's the mission behind this charity? Because they do a lot of good work.
Yeah, they're great. And that was one of the things that when Beth and I were trying to figure out who can we work with, who can be the benefactor of our event, we really wanted somebody that was local, that was Wisconsin-based, because there's a ton of great, great organizations out there, but we wanted the people in Wisconsin to be the ones that received that gift of money. And when we found the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund, it was perfect, because not only are they a great organization that helps Wisconsinites in need, like veterans, elderly folks, families with small children, lots of different people that really can use the help. They actually came to our event with an info desk, and people could actually come up to them and talk to them and get the ideas of what's going on with the charity. How can other people be helped? And we actually had some musicians that walked up to them and said, hey, you probably don't know me, but you helped me out 3 years ago when I really needed it. So it just felt like a great fit at the time. It's been a great fit ever since. We're at $96,000, I believe, raised over the last 10 years. So we're going to go over 100, I think, this year. So so we're just excited. They've been a great organization, and we couldn't be happier.
Well, now, Flannel Fest kicks off this Friday, November 10th at Poplar Hall in Appleton, and Saturday, November 11th at the Barrymore Theater in Madison. Flannel Fest is special this year. You have a legendary band from the Twin Cities headlining, the Jayhawks. Tell us about your event, including national artists. I mean, you guys are growing, playing bigger theaters. Tell us about that.
Well, we really thought 10 years is special. And like you said, it's not easy to get there with any event. So we were very fortunate to have the support of the community, the support of the musicians that we've had, and the support of the charity to be there and help along as well. And they actually staff the event for us on a lot of different, like Poplar Hall up in Appleton. They're going to be helping with a lot of different things up there. So it's just great organization to be with us for that. But the main thing is that, yeah, it's 10 years. So we're like, how can we go a little bit bigger? So we thought, let's try the Barrymore Theater. This Poplar Hall is a brand new space up in Appleton that's about roughly the same size. And we're just like, let's bring in somebody a little bigger than we've done in the past. And we've always tried to bring in some national acts, but this is by far probably the biggest act that we've had. So we're excited.
And I'm mostly excited, too, that it's been advertised on two different highways that I regularly traverse with my child. And he's like, you're on a billboard? Whoa!
Mom's a rock star!
There's nothing cooler.
That's wow. Awesome. So the show in Appleton has been pretty friendly for Flannel Fest, and you two in general. You two play Beth Keeley Band, Mascot Theory, Eric Jellin. You all play shows up there quite a bit.
Yeah, Appleton is an incredible music scene. Of course, they have the Mile of Music up there that many people are familiar with. It's all original music. I mean, you walk into that festival, and there's all these venues all up and down College Avenue in Appleton, and you sign a contract as an artist saying, I will not play cover songs. So they're all about...
Which is the easiest contract in the world to sign as a singer-songwriter. Like,
where do I sign?
Sweet.
Yeah, and you know, people show up for these, and they're just really all about you, the musician, and your music. And so Appleton has just this built-in network of all these people who are there to support the local artist. And, you know, growing up in northern Wisconsin and a little farther north of Appleton, I just know that the heart of that community resonates really well with what we're trying to do here in Madison as well. So it was just kind of a natural transition to take it up to the Fox Valley and partner with those people up there.
How cool. You'll be up in Appleton on Friday, November 11th, and back here in Madison at the Barrymore on Saturday next week. And the Barrymore is a great, great venue. Have you played there before, either of you?
I have. I've played with the Bodines there. Mascot Theory played with them years ago, and Vance Joy, another show, which was fun.
I probably have been there at some point. No, actually, I think the Mama Awards was there several years ago.
Yes.
And Beth Kelly, or no, it was Clear Blue Betty.
I saw.
That's
I
right.
was in the audience.
And
that.
We had a gospel choir come up on stage with us
wow.
for that show. That's right. That was the Barrymore, I think.
I
believe
didn't
was,
know you then.
Oh, that was when the Gomers were the
pit
house
band. That's right.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
Yes. So I have played that. I think I've done some other random things at the Barrymore too, but
oh, that's fun!
I've supported the Barrymore.
That's
Does
perfect.
That count?
Yeah, they're great.
It's
they're
such
good.
A great theater. It's a community theater. It's pretty cool. Eric, Beth, thank you so much. Congratulations on 10 years of Flannel Fest. How exciting!
Thank you.
If people wanted to connect with you, get the latest information, maybe get some advance tickets, how do we do that?
The best place to go is flannelfest.com. Flannelfest.com.
That easy.
That's the one. We got it early.
Love it when it was easy.
Perfect.
Thank you so much for coming in. I love the music from both of you. The Beth Keeley Band music is awesome. The new Mascot Theory is great. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Let's do that new Beth Keeley right now. You've got everything you need on Max Inc. Radio.
Talk to yourself.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Maxine on Civic Media, we are local music. That is brand new Something to Do, and the song is called Draw Me Like One of Your French Girls. Obviously, it's a spoof off of Titanic. It's a pretty cool song, though. You can see Something to Do next week at the High Noon Saloon for a ska greatness of a show.
Ska movie.
Mustard Plug, Mescalis, Four Asper Morning doing a reunion show. It's going to be a good time. I'm going to be there. I'm taking the night off of radio to be at the High Noon next week. Rob Roberts will be here.
Are you at least going to call in, Jimmy, and tell us how it's going?
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to try to land a couple interviews. Maybe get Shandon or Drew or somebody from 4 a.m. on the phone call in. Although that's risky in the daylight hours. although it will be standard time, so it will be dark. So I'll be safe.
It will be dark.
Yeah. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Great. Thanks again to Eric and Beth for coming in. Eric Jellin, Beth Keeley for coming in and telling us about Flannel Fest. Flannelfest.com if you want to get tickets and more information. That's fun. Want to go? I didn't get the memo about the flannel. I mean, I saw it on the schedule, but I didn't think to put flannel on. Neither did Rocker.
No, I don't have much flannel, but at least you didn't don the Hawaiian shirt, Jimmy.
That's true. At least I put the Hawaiian shirt away.
I have an image of a flannel Hawaiian shirt, and boy, that does not work.
Wow.
In any way, shape, or form, should a Hawaiian shirt ever be flannel?
But if we could find one like that, we'd have to get it for Jimmy for Christmas.
You're right.
I'd wear a flannel Hawaiian shirt. That would be okay. Crazy. Terry Barr is going to have an interview with Al from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra that's coming up after 8 o'clock tonight. And Rocker, our next guest, Dave Eck, is in the studio. We're going to have a talk with him about his new business, getting some vinyl rolling here in Madison. Looking forward to that. Right now, brand new Sunspot. We Are the Darkness on Max Inc. Radio.
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK, and on the Civic Media app.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. You're listening to The Shaw.